This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Thank you for being a part of this show. How can you protect your property from land grabbers? We started this conversation on Monday and it was so good. You told me, please bring back the guest who you had on Monday and let him talk to us some more about how we can protect our land from land grabbers. We're continuing where we left off with Rotimi Adeniji. Rotimi Adeniji is a real estate lawyer joining us today over the phone. Rotimi, good evening to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And Lagos, as we talk, let's hear from you. Let's have your questions. Let's hear your story. Have you or anybody you know been a victim of land grabbers? What happened? How did the matter end? What do you think is behind the high occurrence of land grabbing? What do you think government can do to end land grabbing? What do you think people can do to protect themselves? On Monday, we talked about, last week Monday that is, we talked about why land grabbing is so common here in Lagos. We talked about how it started. We talked about the land protection law and whether or not it has an effect on land grabbing in Lagos. Rotimi, these land grabbers for hire, these Ajagunbale people, how are they able to operate with so much impunity?
Why? I will describe it basically as a societal problem. You know, when you have a society that is increasingly moving, you know, from being a highly regulated society, law-abiding, that's what you get. So people take laws into their hands. Something akin to a Bayesian state of nature, whereby is the rule of force that prevails. In any decent society, it should not be entertained. It should not be.
It should not be, he says. Now, one of the callers who called on Monday said something about traditional rulers and community land, because we've often seen that problems with land is often... it's often common when it's land that is directly or indirectly gotten from communities or royal families. And you said something that has stayed with me since Monday. You said, you cannot give what you do not have, right? Do you think, do you think that that is why land like that is so susceptible to disputes and land grabbing?
Okay, you got it right. I said it, and it's a principle of law. And it's just simply nemo dacuit non habet, which is what you don't have, you cannot give it. And it's universal, not peculiar to Nigeria, any other, you know, jurisdiction as it were. But the peculiarity in Lagos is practical. The history of land ownership, which we treated last week, you have individual ownership, you have communal ownership. In between that, you have these two, which is where you have the king, you know, hobbers as it were. Now, most of the states, if you don't get it properly from the foundation, you can't get it right. So, for the benefits of our viewers or listeners, the fundamental thing is to get it straight from the beginning. Because whether you have it ultimately from the beginning or you have issues later, I mean, if you have cause to go for litigations, as it were, or even the interference from this Omonile, the only way you can protect yourself is the instrument that you have in your hand. I mean, the title, the document in your hand. So, if, for example, you buy from an individual who does not have a right to give, you bought nothing. If it's from the family, and like, remember our principles, if you buy from a family, and the head of the family is not involved in that sale, your transaction is void. That is, you got nothing.
Now, let's talk about the type of land document or agreement that gives the most protection against land grabbing. What is the type of land document or agreement that gives the most protection against land grabbing?
The absolute one is just that you must look at the ultimate of the documentation that you are going to have. That is an instrument that is registrable, that you can register. For example, if you are buying land, you remember we stated that at the beginning, make sure you have a register surveyor so that you have a proper identification of the property you are buying, because that's what the survey does. A good survey will have coordinates, beacons, and your land will be properly, you know, identified.
Right.
A registered surveyor will tell you that, look, by starting, this land that you are buying has a particular characteristics, whether it's government-acquired land or is free from all form of encumbrances. That is, the government has not sold it for a particular usage. And then, once you have that, you can then proceed to have what you can call a contract. Some people call it, you know, agreement to stay or a deed of assignment. And then you can have the government consent. The government consent is a prerequisite under the land use act so that you can have your title registered. Until when that is done, you can't please such a document in court.
Okay. Now, I have all these papers, right? But if there is no proper government enforcement to uphold the rule of law, my land and I are still vulnerable. So what's the procedure for getting government to recognize my legal ownership of a piece of land and help me fight the grabbers?
Okay. Now, there are dual rules now.
Right.
You know, the buyer of land or the owner of land, as it were, you need to present your document to the land registry for registration. That is where the government comes in.
Okay.
Until when you lay your papers before the registry, government may not have a role. But how you can be sure of what you are doing, that's why I said it's paramount for you to have professionals at the beginning, particularly a registered land surveyor. What that does is that the survey you are going to have, you'll be able to get what in the Lagos State Government Registry they call land information. Again, this land information will provide the facts about your property. I hope our people understand that when we are talking of land or property, we use it interchangeably. Now, the information that you have is what the government will act on when you lay your paper before them for registration. They have a scale of fees the scale of fees, they are in percentage of the consideration you bought the property. That is what you insert in your document. 10% for consent fee and some other fees like registration fees, stamp duties, and some taxes. You know, capital gains tax and the vendor's annual income, purchaser's annual income, you know, and some other ancillary fees. That is where government will come in effectively to make sure that your title is registered. Again, there are so many defects currently, you know, in the government aspect, and I believe it's clogging a lot of transactions and creating room for these manipulations by these land grabbers.
Right.
The government, in fairness to them, they are up and doing. If you hear, I mean, I hope you follow their investigation, you know, the receipt they have with them, you know, they upscale the penalties for land grabbers will be 6 years. They are working on that law. I think they should do more, you know, more, because a lot of mess is going on, you know, a land run transactions in Lagos.
In Lagos.
Which both ends, they are losing to the government and the people.
But you know, it raises the question how often it actually does work. You know, this process you've laid out, how often does it actually work out that way? How often does government stepping to enforce property rights? You know, it's nice that they're talking about imprisonment for 6 years, but how often does government stepping to enforce property rights? What are the biggest factors that stop it from happening?
Yeah, you know, it's a bit complex. The criminal elements, they are involved in enforcement. And mind you, Nigeria runs a federal state.
Right.
The police, they are the ones that will arrest.
Right.
If there is an imprisonment,
right,
you know.
Right.
If the police did not arrest anybody, you can't activate criminal procedure. So the government, in a way, really, you can make law, but the enforcement of that law is another thing entirely.
Entirely.
Which is why people are suffering. You remember the widow that called?
Yes.
The problem of that widow, you know, maybe partly because of the documents in her hand, probably they are not a coherent documentation or complete documentation. And when she even reported the matter at the police station, are the policemen ready to prosecute the criminal elements? These are huge. And like I said, in a decent society, we must minimize these frictions around land transactions.
Okay, Lagos, I'm sure you have questions. Let me hear your questions for our guest. He's a real estate lawyer, and we're talking about how you can protect your property from land grabbers. Have you had experience with land grabbers? What was your experience? Tell us your story. Have you or anybody you know been a victim of land grabbers? What happened? How did that matter end? And what do you think is behind the high occurrence of land grabbing? What do you think government can do to end it? What do you think people can do in the meantime to protect themselves? 0700-993-993-993-993-993-993-993. We also have 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. That's the number for women. If you're a man, you call 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a woman, the number you call is 01-465-7190. Now, while we wait for your calls to start to trickle in, Rotimi, let me ask again. There's another angle to land grabbing. There's a situation where I buy a land, I think everything is fine, but unknown to me, the seller was a fraud who did not have true property rights. Or the seller herself was also the victim of fraud or deception and didn't realize that she did not own the land that she was selling. How frequent do situations like this happen? How does the court usually resolve it in terms of justice and equity?
Very good. You know, the court is not the Father Christmas.
That's a good one.
Now, when you go to court, you approach the court with the facts and evidence that you have. If you remember last week, we cited the case of Idodun and Okumaza. Indeed, that makes me to remember, you know, an interesting case our listeners will know. Oguleye Anoni, it's the boy stands on certificate of occupancy. That is not sufficient that you even have a CFO. What you should be looking for is the person transferring title to you. Does that fellow have the right to say? And it's elementary, if you remember, what you don't have, you can't give it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are approaching anybody, is caveat emptor.
Yeah, but how do you know if they have a right to sell the land?
That's why I said that. You remember our scholar from Yale on COVID?
Yes.
You are trained to know something.
Mm.
If a lawyer properly called is approaching his transaction, there are silent questions he has been trained to ask. If there is a court document, he will know. And like I said, a licensed surveyor, if a licensed surveyor takes a survey and is giving it to you, there is a presumption that what he has given you is a certified document. So if it's failed, then there is a problem. You can sue that surveyor.
Interesting. Okay. So let me use myself as an example. Some of the lands I have, I bought through a lawyer.
Yeah.
Who brought along a licensed, what I'm hoping is a licensed surveyor. Now, of course, I bought the land before I met Rotimi, so I don't even know if he's a licensed surveyor. But the lawyer said to me that this is a licensed surveyor, and the surveyor surveyed the land and gave me documents showing me the geographical location of the land, just like you were talking about earlier on, you know, with latitude, degrees, and all of that, you know. So
the coordinates.
Yes, the coordinates, yes. So, I'm listening to you now, and my mind is coming down that I did the right things with buying these lands, you know. But we're getting a lot of calls, and I'm curious to hear what the questions will be. So 0700-993-993-993 for men, and 01465-7190 for women. 01465-7190 for women. We've got Latifa on the line. Latifa is in Suru, Larry. Hello, Latifa. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Hi, Latifa. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Yes, well done with your program.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm a first-time caller, and I think this is a topic that I'm actually quite passionate about.
Okay.
I think the issue of land grabbing, I think it's a problem that stems from our land management system.
Okay.
The way we have managed land, especially in the southwest of Nigeria, I think this issue of selling land to individuals has created this problem. Because when you look at land as a commodity, it's a fixed commodity, which is not, you know, it's fixed. It's not like a money that grows or something that you can, or a product that you can produce more of and all that. So when you sell off land, you know, it becomes scarce, and that makes it very expensive, and people, you know, have now scrambled over it as the population increases. So I believe that what we should have done is not to sell the land, but maybe the original landowners and government, because the government has rights over land in Nigeria, and then you also have the traditional family owners. I think what they should have done is to say that people can lease land for use. So when you're developing your land, it's the property that is actually yours, not really the land. So the landowners and government can always, you know, get maybe a yearly land rent from you. And then you are more, you concentrate more on developing the land to add value. Okay, so currently the way it is, I do not see how the issue of Omomiles can be solved. If, you know, I mean, they've sold all their land, and then they need money. The family needs money. So they keep, you know, coming back to look for ways to extort money from those who have bought the land or those who have bought and not used land. So I believe we should have...
a better process, a better way. Ooh, Latifa, hello. Oh, no. I think something happened and the connection went bad and her radio went back up. But Rotimi, what do you think about what she said?
Well, Latifa, she made a very valid point. But to a great extent, I will defy a little bit.
Okay.
Now, you see, we have an ownership system. The leasehold she's talking about, we have that already under the state land.
Okay.
For example, if you are an owner of a property in Lekki Phase 1, Lekki Phase 2, part of Ikoyi, Ikejaji area, and some other state land, Magodo area, you have a certificate of occupancy. Is a leasehold in a way for 99 years.
Okay.
And you pay annual grand rent. They are substituted with land use charges now.
Right.
That is for state land. For private ownership, which is the Omonile ownership, it's a freehold. You buy and it becomes your home. What I think is wrong fundamentally, we should modernize our registration system. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Look at Dubai. I have a client who is in England.
Okay.
He has two properties in Nigeria. One in the Lekki sub-region, I think specifically Ajayi Apata estate. Another one somewhere in Maryland. We have launched his documentation for registration, it's almost 7 years now.
Okay.
We have not been able to complete it for one minor thing or the other.
Wow.
Now, the same client has been able to acquire three properties in Dubai. In fact, the first thing, let me tell you this. There was a time he was to go and collect the documents for one. He got to the registry at 10 a.m. He was out of the place at 2 p.m. And the head of that registry apologized that they are sorry he got delayed. He should have been out maximum for 2 hours. That the lady in charge, you know, is having a maternity leave and they could not get someone to replace her immediately.
Wow.
That's the way our registration system should be in this age. So many bottlenecks. Because when you are buying, there must be total disclosure, just like any other transaction.
Now, hold that thought, Rotimi. We're going to take a break. After the break, we'll continue right from where you stopped. So please hold on to that thought. Lagos, you're listening to Madam Landlord. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. It's 4:33 at the moment. I've got Rotimi Adeniji on the line. He's a lawyer, a real estate lawyer, and he's talking to us about how we can protect our property from land grabbers. This is a series on Madam Landlord that will continue for a while. It's a series that will continue for a while. Now, I've got an announcement that I'll be sharing with you before we wrap conversations here on Madam Landlord. It's an announcement from one 1 million landlord. They are a group who have amazing offers that you should be looking out for. That's coming your way before we wrap conversations. But Rotimi, did you hold on to that thought I told you to before the break? Hello? Are you there? Rotimi, are you there? Oh, it looks like we've lost the connection to Rotimi there. All right, so we're going to try and get him back very quickly on the line so that we can continue the conversation that we're having with him. Rotimi was responding to a conversation that was started off, if you like, by Latifa, who called into the show to talk about land grabbing, talk about what the issues are from the way she sees it, and also talk about what she thinks the solutions could be. She says that she doesn't think Omonile will be a thing of the past ever in a city like Lagos. And Rotimi was responding with how he thought, how he feels a problem like that could be gotten around. And we have him back on the line now. Like I said, Rotimi Adeniji is a real estate lawyer, and he joined us last week Monday. He's joined us again today, and he's agreed to do this with us until a lot of the questions we have about protecting our property gets answered. Rotimi, welcome back.
Yes, Sandra.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to say that, you know, the government is the hub of transactions.
That's right.
And I want to believe, essentially, the governments want to make money because land is Lagos' goal. And the easiest way, when you make the transaction, you know, friendlier for people, they will make more money. How do you do this? Where people will get their title registers must be open and quick. When people are buying property, they don't want trouble. And they want to know what they want to do at the beginning. If you are going to swim, you need to know the depth of your water. It's not after you are bored and then you begin to get surprises. It makes it cumbersome and burdensome.
Hmm.
And that's why negotiations, you know, there is more agitations, frustrations around land and property issues. So, I want the listeners to take this away.
Hmm.
Let's categorize them. Those who are willing to buy, let your purchase be purpose driven.
Okay.
Don't buy land that you know you won't be able to use. Because once your money gone, it's gone like a smoke. So, at the beginning, before you buy, do due diligence. In fact, don't be in a hurry.
Okay.
Make sure the owner has the title to give you. And take proper precautions, whether it's an individual ownership or a communal ownership or a sole ownership in the case of Uber, or even state land. So for those who want to buy, those who have bought, it depends on what we call minimums of title. That is the documents in your hand. If you have the documents, consult any lawyer around you to look at those papers. It's simple. Is this documents that I have registrable?
Hmm.
Can I have them? If they are not, if there are gaps, ask your lawyer, how can I fill this gap so that you can register your instrument? The essence of that, if your ownership is challenged in any way, you are fortified.
Hmm.
Because it's only a registered instrument that you can tender in court. Yeah, although there are exemptions to that rule, if it's a traditional, you know, purchase, where you have what we normally call a purchase receipt stamp and a valid survey plan and probably a contract, and you are led into possession, you can still prove that. You can still have your land.
Okay.
Then those critical elements are important.
Okay. We've got a message on WhatsApp. Hello, I've been waiting for this show since on Saturday. I purchased one plot and half at Agbara, and I've been gradually building my house for 6 years. I just received a call from the landlord close to my house telling me that government has asked everybody to leave, that they want to build road on the land. I don't know what to do. My heart has been pounding since. Rotimi. That's quite the story.
This is where, you know, issues. Remember I said that when you are buying, when you have a registered surveyor to do your survey, the essence of that is that at the beginning, there is a privileged information the professional will have from the land registry. Public acquired land, some land that have been designated as, you know, probably for public roads, probably for public schools, for hospitals, prison yards. Public, you see, if you buy any of those properties, this is what will be the fate of the buyer. But if at the time you are buying, the land has not been acquired for any public purpose, of course, you desire a compensation. The Constitution of Nigeria says nobody, you know, can take over your property from you forcefully. That's the law, whether government or individual. So they must pay compensation, even if they are going to do road.
So what are his options now? What does he do? What can he do?
What he needs to do, like I said, that if there is a public notice, obviously they must have probably put notices. They must come with ancillary notices that if you have a title or something to prove, they will direct them go to this particular place. If he's among those people, if they directed them to go, if they don't, you better quickly reach out to a lawyer.
Okay. We've got a message here. A lady gave out her house to an agent to sell for 8 million, and the agent gave out the house on rent for 5 years to a company who paid him 10 million as the rent fees. Well, this is not land related. So it's not exactly what we're talking about, but thank you very much for sending your message. You can call us on 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190. Sandra, thanks for the good job. My question is a half plot of land, that's 60 by 120, entitled to the same documents as a full plot of land? Rotimi?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, he says. Oluwole is in Ikeja. Oluwole, thank you very much for calling us on the show today.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is I bought a land from somebody.
Okay.
And I'm using that land. I'm in possession of the land.
Okay.
But meanwhile, the person too has like acres of land. So the person too is around that vicinity.
Okay.
But I haven't gotten any documentation at all. So each time I ask him for documentation, he told me to bring a document for him to sign. And I don't know how that will work. So I don't know what, although I've been there like 3-4 years, although I just have the land and I do some things there. It's not as if it's a residential, I don't stay there.
Okay.
I don't know what.
So, to understand, somebody sold you a land. Do you know this person? What do you know this person as? Why did you buy the land from this person?
The person owns that place. So the person have a poultry on that land.
Okay.
A big poultry.
Okay.
So I have a poultry too.
Okay.
So I just need the place for poultry. I bought the land from him.
Okay.
For like 3-4 years.
Okay.
So meanwhile, I have not gotten any kind of documentation from him.
Okay.
So sometimes I just feel like somebody can wake up one day, or this man even die, and his children wakes up one day and said, okay, I am there on this. So, and I've been telling him, he said I should go and bring any document that he wants to sign.
So he doesn't want to give you documents, but he's saying that any documents you put in front of him, you'll sign.
Yes,
he will sign.
Yes.
All right. So you're asking for Rotimi's advice on the subject?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right, Rotimi.
Okay. All right. Oluwole, let's use Oluwole as a case study now. Also, many who may be You know, you remember we said in Idudu and Ogumaza there are five ways, you know, of acquiring land.
That's right.
So possession, he has possession, which is a strong element. And I think there is a Supreme Court authority, Agarege and Wagarego, litany of cases. Now, for him, the man that is saying, go and bring any document and I will sign, there is a presumption of ownership in his favor until proved otherwise. What Oluwole should do, like I said, get a surveyor, survey your own portion of the land, and then look for a lawyer, prepare a transfer document, it could be a deed of assignment, it could be an agreement of faith. But he, that lawyer will be in a position to ask his own vendor, his own root of title, how does he get that acres of land that he's using as a poultry? That loose end must be tidied quickly. And so many along this line. If you, you know, 1622 Statute of Frauds says all transactions on land must be in writing. You can't do it by aura. So Oluwole cannot say, I know the man, he has sold land for me. He must be properly documented. He sui generis, it will leave Oluwole and even the man that sold to him.
How about village land? So you know how my grandfather lived on a land and he left the land to my father who has left it to his son. There's no documentation.
There's no picture of that. You know, there is a traditional ownership by Ola. There are people from ages. They have been passing title to their children, grandchildren, and they have even customary owners. In fact, there is a case, Yakubu and Abioye, on customary tenancy. The Supreme Court said that you do not rob Paul to pay Peter.
Okay.
What they are saying is that for every ownership, there is history.
Right.
So if from our traditional ownership, they know how they come about the land. It's not that it may not be documented, but they know that from where to B, even to Z, these are the owners of the property.
Right.
If you want to formalize, you can then put it in legal writing, do a survey, do all this documentation and register. But that's not to say that you are not the owner of the land.
Okay. Then let's see how many more calls we can take before we need to take that announcement from 1 million homes. 0700-993-993-993. What questions do you have, Lagos, for our guest who is a real estate lawyer? What's your story with land grabbing? Have you or anybody you know falling victim of land grabbers? What happened in that story? We've got somebody calling us from Satellite Town. His name is Elo. Elo, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Great show. Okay. I can't remember the guy's name now.
Rotimi.
Rotimi, okay.
Yes.
Perhaps he could drop a contact at the end of the show.
Okay.
And I overheard you guys saying half a plot is 120 by 60.
Well, a caller said that, yes. A caller sent in that message, 120 by 60.
Because we've always been buying lands in Lagos and they tell us one full plot is 120 by 60.
Okay, I'll let Rotimi answer that one.
Okay, then please, can he list out the requirements at maybe towards the end of the show, like survey plan, get the deeds of, you know, when the procedures for getting a land in Lagos.
In Lagos, okay. All right, thank you very much, Elo, for calling us. I don't know if Rotimi will be comfortable sharing his contact, I don't know, but can people find you on social media, maybe? Are you on Facebook?
No, I will say, let them contact Sandra.
Okay. All right. Contact me and then I'll share his contact. My email address is Sandra Ezekwesili. That's my personal email. My official email is sandra@nigeriainfo.fm. sandra@nigeriainfo.fm. If email is too strong for you to send, find me on Facebook, Sandra Ezekwesili, Twitter, S. Ezekwesili, Instagram, S. Ezekwesili. Yes, but I feel like that's a nice place to wrap. Rotimi, what do you think?
Yes.
Where the guy was asking about the requirements.
No, you see, in fairness to the guy, there is no blanket or what you can call absolute requirement.
Right.
What I would encourage our listeners to do is that before you buy, please do a proper and due diligence. Don't let your money pass until when you are satisfied that what you are buying is what you wanted.
Right. Right. Okay. All right, Rotimi. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much
for joining us on the show. Rotimi will be back in 2 weeks to talk to us some more, answer more questions about lands, because there are so many more questions that I have. I'm sure that you have as well. I'm sure that you've been trying to call in since we started this conversation, and you've been wanting to join. But like he said, if you'd like to get in touch with him, get in touch with me. And my social media is S. Ezekwesili, Sandra Ezekwesili on Facebook, S. Ezekwesili on Twitter, S. Ezekwesili on Instagram. Now, Rotimi isn't here anymore, but if you still have questions, I'll make a note of those questions and ask Rotimi when we have him back on air. But if you simply want to share your own story with me about land grabbing, or share your own tips, your own solutions, your own method of protecting your property from land grabbers, please go ahead and share. 99.3, hello.
Hello?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, it's Nigeria Info.
Yeah. I have a plot of land.
Okay.
I bought it in 2014.
Okay.
I was only given a receipt by the landowner. It's a traditional ruler. But now, I've surveyed the land and it's okay.
Okay.
And I have no problem with it.
Okay.
But I've been selling the part of the next that acre of land. I've sold about four now.
Okay.
And I want to do the CFO and everything. What step will I take?
Okay. All right. We're going to have Rotimi answer that question in 2 weeks. So make sure you're listening when he comes back, because he's not on the show anymore. Okay?
Yeah, I should.
Tune in again next week, Monday, when we have Rotimi back, because he's not on the line anymore. But we've jotted that question down.
Okay, thank you. Amao.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, bless you as well. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. So look, we've got about 90 seconds before I have to play that announcement for you from people who would like to help you own property, if that's something you like to do. But a message here from Tayo says, Sandra, a small portion of land at the back of my house was bought like 6 years ago by a man. The man just dug the foundation and disappeared for 5 years. After 5 years, the landowners came to inform me that the man was no more interested because no road to the land, which is true. They told me, and I gave them money, and they gave me their family receipt. Just last November, the original landowner appeared, and after all discussion, the man asked me to pull down the fence I erected. What should I do? Arrest the landowner or drag the man to court? Taya, that's a good question. It's a question that only Rotimi is qualified to answer. So I'm going to make sure that he answers that when he comes back on the show next week. Samson from Adamo in Ikorodu says, the correct land measurement is 60 by 120. Half plot is 30 by 20. Thank you. All right. Perhaps it differs from city to city. I don't know. But we're going to listen to that announcement from 1 Million Landlord. Don't go away.